and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:13, Brock Hunter. What's going on?
Hey. I like that intro. I really like that.
Nailed it. Folks, we got what? That was spot on.
I've heard toddlers hum better than you.
It was spot on song impersonation. We got to keep removing. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Especially your scratchy ass one.
It's beautiful. It's like angels' laughter. A Filipino man experiencing sharp stabbing pains in his chest was shocked when a doctor diagnosed him with having a condition known as having a 4-inch knife blade lodged into his rib cage. That's right.
Oh.
36-year-old Kent Ryan Tamayo says he occasionally had some chest pain in cold weather, but he never knew what caused it. He applied for a job at a mine and had to undergo a routine chest x-ray. And that's when he was told that there was a knife stuck in his chest. And it was certainly
forgot about that.
The cause of his unusual chest pain. He said he had no idea there was a knife in his body, even though he did remember being a victim of a stabbing attack a year earlier. I remember
damn,
that.
Damn, it broke off, huh?
Tamao says he nearly died at the time, but always assumed the doctors did everything they needed to save his life. He had no idea that the doctors left the blade inside right next to his lung.
Oh, my God. What kind of a life is this guy living? You know? It's just like the occasional Tuesday. He's like, yeah, I got stabbed. And he just went on with his life.
Like, okay, I could see maybe, like, you know, like the whole Iron Man thing. You know how Iron Man had to, like, leave the pieces in his heart because if he took them out, he'd die. But instead, he wore that thing that pulled him away from his heart.
At least Iron Man knew.
You know, he knew. This guy walking around all willy, he's acting like an old lady who got a new knee. And she's like, oh, there's a storm coming. I can feel it in my knee. But instead of his knee, it's a 4-inch blade lodged in his rib cage.
Oh, my God.
Why are you, what?
That's just like one of his buddies, like, slapped his chest. Hey, what's up to you? Wham!
Yeah. That's all. That's what it could have literally taken for him to die.
Somebody could have just tapped you on the chest, man. You're dead.
Someone could have hucked a football at him a little hard. He's like, good throw. Dead. Right there, you know?
Or better yet, fumble the ball and land on the football.
Pile up! And don't you think maybe the doctors might have mentioned, like, okay, look, Kent, we did everything we could. You're going to be fine. But just know that the blade is still lodged inside your body. If we took it out, it would have been worse. So we left it in there. Maybe they said that to him, but he just wasn't paying attention. He's like, yeah, I got to go. Okay, whatever. Okay, yeah, there's a knife lodged in me. Who cares? I got to go. I'm late for an appointment. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what you do. You get that knife. You take that knife out, Doc. I'm going to put that on a necklace.
This is insane. That's insane. Just remind me, if I ever have to go get a knife removed from my chest, that they pull the blade out. I'm going to double check on that. Big, hey.
It was like a nice serrated steak knife. What kind of knife are we talking about here?
It was one of those plastic knives. That's what it was.
Picnic knife.
Ow, man. Get it out of there. Okay. Well, I guess watch out for knives in your chest. That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.